talking today because you are a client, I guess, so to speak, of the Casanova Recovery Housing Program. And I understand that's been since 2007.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So let's start a little bit back towards the beginning, just so I can get an understanding of your background. So we said you came from New York City?
Originally from Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I was 26 years old when I really started going full-fledged with my addiction. I've been homeless before. I've had two children, one that was taken away and one that was rescued by my cousin, who today me and Natasha have a good relationship together. But New York was very tragic for me. It was just too much going on, too big, too much easy access for drugs and alcohol. And it wasn't until, and I've been in programs, but I would stay in programs, I would leave programs, got kicked out of programs because of having a dirty tox. So it was suggested to me at this time, I was 33, to come up to Lewiston, to Clearview, to outpatient, and try a geographical change.
I saw from just going through the notes of the last conversation you had, you described your time in New York City is horrific.
Yes,
it was tragic. And what was kind of your lowest point, if you don't mind talking about it?
No, my lowest point is when I was homeless. I used to think that it was okay living the way that I did, but it was very dangerous, very terrifying. There were a lot of times I was in abandoned buildings, there were lots of rats, there was lots of roaches. I became inhuman in things that I have done and things that I've allowed to happen to me, all just for a bag of crack. And I could no longer live like that anymore. I was just a shell. I'm already a thin person, so I had to be at one point, like at least probably, it looked probably about like 85 pounds.
You came up to Lewiston, started a program.
Right, I went to a 28-day program.
And from there to where you are now, was it all clear? Were there stumbling blocks?
I had some stumbling blocks. I'm fortunate that I have more clean time in Buffalo than I ever put together in New York. I had relapsed after a 28-day program, and I came right back up here Christmas Eve of 1993. And I've been up here for 21 years. I've gone to treatment facilities. It's not my first time being with CAS. This is my second time. I started with CAS in 95. I've known CAS. I've accomplished a lot. I've gone back to school and got my associate's degree in liberal arts. I got married, and that ended tragically because we both ended up picking up, and that's when I really started tumbling down. I had almost 13 years clean.
Picking up your addictions again?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I've been able to get 17 months. I've been able to put 2 months together, always ending up finding myself right back where I once was before in the grips of addiction. And now I have 18 months clean, and I just pray every day not to turn back around again. And I just do it at a day at a time.
What does it take, I should say, to stay clean? Stumbling blocks aside, what do you find it takes? What have you learned from Casanova? How has the program helped you?
It takes me wanting to be willing to want to stay clean more than I want to use. And I have to weigh out my pros and cons list, you know. I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't enjoy getting high. I don't like the things that come with getting high. And I go to a very low and dangerous and depressing state and hopeless state, to the point of either, you know, ending up in the hospital or going, you know, having to go to rehab again. CAS has always, always had my back over and over again, I'm only thankful that they never fully let go, because there were a couple of times I came very, very close to being dismissed from the program. And it's only through grace that they've held on, and through me also making a conscious decision right away to change the way that I wanted to live.
From where you started in New York City to where you are now, first off, do you consider yourself in a successful position now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
why,
I do.
Why do you say that?
Well, for one, I'm clean. Two, I would have never imagined being able to maintain my own apartment again, and been blessed to have the things that I have had from where I've come from 18 months ago, just wanting to totally give up on life. Things have totally turned around for me, and my outlook on life is a lot different. My values and morals have changed. I realize how important life is and how important it is for me to have close ties and reunite with some family members. That really takes prevalence over even having a male relationship. You know, it's about family. That's how I feel my heart up today.
I understand that you kind of, you pay it forward a little bit. Do you act, I hear you act as a mentor and a... I try to be a role model.
I try to be there. I have another girlfriend of mine who usually, if somebody's having through some struggles, will invite them over for the weekend and try to get them, for them to talk about what's going on. And then we'll try to suggest some things so that they can get a better perspective of how the nature of the disease works, because it comes in many different forms. And a lot of times people may not realize that it's not the actual bag being in front of you, but it's your attitude and how you feel, how you think about things, places that you go, are they safe, are they not safe, if they're family members that you can't be around, should you take somebody with you, or is it an unhealthy relationship? So we try to help people in those areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then do you see a stigma of people in recovery? Have you faced a stigma?
I haven't faced any stigmas. I don't go out and, well, people are going to know, who I am now, and they'll know my name, and that doesn't bother me because I don't care. But I haven't faced any stigmas upon, me being a recovering addict. I know that some people might feel that, they have the saying, once an addict, always an addict, or that, no one's ever going to change, but they're wrong, because a lot of people have turned around. There's people that I'm walking around with. I think the most that I know, somebody has 32 years here in Buffalo clean. So it does work, but it takes vigilance. It takes doing what you need to do on a daily basis, you know, not looking to what tomorrow's going to bring and not looking back on what yesterday was, but just staying in the present. In the present moment.
Casanova hosts an annual event, their Recovery Day.
Yes, yes.
It's the fourth one, I understand, this year. Have you been to previous
Yes,
one?
I have. Yes, I have.
What is it about for you? And for everybody there, if you would speak.
For everybody there, it's to break the stigma about addicts and alcoholics that, you know, they can't ever change. People write poems and put up artwork. We have vendors of other entities that come in to kind of help other people that may not necessarily want to join CAS, but just so that they can get information on other treatment facilities and what they can do to help. I find it rewarding that the children are there, families there, friends are there. There's a 3K walk, there's a run, there's food. There's a panel where people can come up and share their story. People write poems and display their artwork. So there's a lot of talent there. Being an alcoholic and an addict is not my makeup, it's my experience, but it doesn't make me who I am.
What do people need to know? Because part of the reason I understand for Recovery Day is also to educate the community. Mm-hmm. So as a person who's lived it, what do you think is the most important thing that somebody who has not needs to know about?
I think the most important thing is to give somebody a chance to change. So often, so there are a lot of facilities that are closing because of funding, and people need places to go to get the proper help. I would say to anyone that just by looking at somebody, you don't know what type of story they may hold. And until you walked in those person's shoes, then I would call off judgment.
Do you feel like you get judged?
No. Okay. Of all the places that I've ever been to and people that have worked with me, I thank God that they weren't. I never ran across anybody judgmental or anybody saying anything to me that was out of the way. Of all the people that I've worked with in New York, even up to the facilities that I've been through here, has always been about helping individuals. And I appreciate people that work in this field because it takes a big heart to do the type of work that they do. Because people come, people go, some people die from the disease of addiction, or some people just die simply because it was their time to be called back. But I really give it to the staff that work here. They really are very helpful in every area of my life.
All right, sounds good. Well, Marcia, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Really
thank you.
Really appreciate you sharing your story with
me. Thank you.